Thank you for calling. Hello, my name is Shane. You're with the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yeah, I've got kind of a unique scenario. At least I think it is. You probably won't think it is. But I work for NASA, and I'm on a project that was deemed like continuing of government services. It's a critical project within the federal government. And I wasn't sure how to go about it. They're saying that I'm part of 1B group for getting the vaccine. But I just didn't see it as an option, like on the Alabama website for, you know, going through. And I thought I'd call and get your thoughts and see what I should do.
You say you think you're a part of the 1B group?
Yeah, that's what they told us, is that we would be part of the 1B. But I guess state by state, they've been handling those categories differently, I think, from what I was kind of...
Okay, and why did they tell you that you would be considered a part of the 1B group?
So,
what's your age and things like that?
So my age, I'm only 32.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
are you a healthcare worker or a teacher or something like that? First responders?
No, it's for continuing government services. So there's critical work within the federal government that goes on. And then this project was deemed at a federal level critical work. And so then they've said to us, and it's weird, they've said to us, like, yeah, you're part of 1B, but it's at a federal level. And the states aren't really seeing that at a, aren't like looking at it from a federal, you're just looking at it from a state level. And so... it's critical federal work, or that I need to be like on a plane traveling around to continue important federal work that's going on.
Okay, let's see. Give me one moment.
No problem. They've been keeping you pretty busy?
Yes, they're pretty, pretty busy.
I can imagine.
Okay, so yes, so you would be considered part of the 1B group.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
So so on the website, when I go through to, like, schedule an appointment, what do I click on to say, because there's not, like, anything for, like, continuing government service or anything like that.
Is there anything like other? Like, what are the options that it gave you?
Oh, shoot. Let me pull it up here. Let me see. Trying to find it. It's on the Alabama Public Health website for there we go. Scheduled vaccine, first dose. Medicine. Yeah, so that's like first responder. Student health services. I mean, you have state of Alabama continuity, continuing of government strategy.
Mm-hmm. That's what it says on the website?
Yeah, that's what it says on the website, for like the eligibility website that I would have to click.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the closest thing, because this is more like NASA.
Okay. You can also call the hotline to be put on the appointment list, if you would like.
Oh, there's a hotline to be put on the appointment list. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Would you like that phone number?
Yeah, let me get my notepad up here. Yeah, what's that phone number?
It's 855-566-5333.
Got it. Excellent. I'll give them a call.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope, that should be it.
All right, well, I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.